Dr. Ken with Doug. Great to be back with you again, bringing you a weekly update of all the health news. After reviewing the medical journals, practical information you can quickly add to your lifestyle, improve the quality of your life, and maybe even stay on planet Earth a little longer. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. If you'd like to ask us a question, be glad to answer it. Won't embarrass you. Get you on the air real quickly. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken.
Among some of the things we'll be talking about today, we have a doctor joining us, Ken, who has some expertise in a study that was done. And I will tell you, I was the first guy to stick my foot in my mouth when it came to this. Dr. Lishan Quiroz has a study about what is referred to as the pelvic floor, female pelvic medicine. So do you want to give us an explanation so that now that I know that I sounded foolish when I was talking about it the other day, what it really is for women, what are the pelvic floor muscles, and what's that area all about? Shall we explain that?
Sure. The pelvic floor, this is a bunch of muscles, ligaments, connective tissues, and nerves, Doug, that support the bladder, the uterus, the vagina, and the rectum, and help those pelvic organs function and help them to support. And it's a very common problem, especially as women age, that this part of the body is not functioning properly. Men have a pelvic floor also, and it supports the bladder, obviously not the female organs, but we, as guys, also have supporting structures to help our bladder stay where it is, and we can have issues with it. And our guest, Dr. Quiroz, will talk to us about some cutting-edge new information just published about problems here. We'll hear about what the research shows, some of the risk factors for decreasing postpartum pelvic floor issues, and that is very important, and what women can do to strengthen their pelvic floor. And if you're a woman, you are thinking about that more than you'd like to imagine, and maybe we'll give you some help with those issues.
All right. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who bring you and me and all of us the power of Beats, Super Beats. Pick one, pick two, pick three, pick four people in your life who could use this, and maybe it's I'm a gifter. I give these things to people who I think can use them. It doesn't make a difference what time of the year it is. I'm very compelled by the message here, Ken, in terms of how your overall heart health can become better by drinking Super Beats every day. Why is that? Let's have an explanation so that the new people, some folks that might not be familiar with why it is that you stand up for Super Beats, what goes on in your body?
Well, this is Nobel Prize-winning information that was only discovered in 1988 and quickly awarded the Nobel Prize only 10 years later, which for medical science is pretty quick. So many physicians haven't learned about this because it was discovered after they got out of medical school. But this is rewriting the medical textbooks as the third important gas in the body. Doug, we've got oxygen, we've got carbon dioxide, and now we need nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is carried by the red blood cells. The red blood cells, we learned from high school biology, carries the oxygen from head to toe. And first, the red blood cell needs to release nitric oxide so that the blood vessels open up. It's like a garage door opener for the red blood cell. And then the red blood cell can get in, release the oxygen, and your body, which needs oxygen from head to toe, can then function and make energy. When this process doesn't occur, when you don't have enough nitric oxide, you're sluggish, you're weak, the blood vessels are stiff, so your blood pressure goes up. You don't have that nice, elastic, rubbery feel to the blood vessels. That's not healthy from head to toe. And in order to make nitric oxide, you need the building blocks of nitric oxide, and it's hard to eat enough of them. And that's where these two products from this company, Neogenis, developed with a physiologist from Baylor University. They've got two products, Super Beats, which gives you a boost of nitric oxide. Avoid those caffeinated beverages. Or before, like I work out, I want to get some energy. Athletes, Olympic athletes, all use Beats before they perform. It's a legal, absolutely acceptable way to get extra energy before you perform in sports, or even avoiding those caffeinated beverages, as I said, midday. And then they have a second product besides the Super Beats. They have Neo 40 to get your tank of nitric oxide up. And I recommend getting their saliva test strips developed by this physiologist at Baylor. All you do is put a little bit of saliva in. You want your color to be pink. If it's not pink, you need Neo 40 to get your tank level up of nitric oxide. You just put this Neo 40, which gives you the building blocks for nitric oxide on your tongue, one or two a day, depending on your level. And then you'll start feeling so much better because oxygen will get throughout your body and you'll have the energy you need. Your blood pressure will be better. And overall, your body will be signaling molecule to molecule.
So take Ken's advice. Feel the results or your money back. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beats free when you order at 800-655-4183. That's the number to call now. You'll get a book called Beat the Odds. Comes with the order as well. So you have a three-month order and three different canisters of Super Beats, and then you get an extra 30-day supply. 800-655-4183. Join the millions of people that are now getting healthy blood pressure, healthy circulation, the microvessels taken care of very well. 800-655-4183. Free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken. Order Super Beats at 800-655-4183. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Gentlemen, it's time for the men's wardrobe sale at JCPenney, now through March 22nd. Come in and find great deals, like 50% off select men's suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants. And guys, it gets even better. Starting this Thursday, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. The men's wardrobe sale, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon required, count 39 to 315. Some exclusions apply, subject to credit approval. See store or JCP.com for coupon and details.
All right, it's 17 after the hour. One of the things that's in the medical news this week, Ken, focus on diet, as we understand your expertise as a heart specialist, heart disease caused by people not eating the right food. I'll tell you, this week I had an experience that I want to share with you. You know, and my friend Dr. Jack Stockwell is also here on this program, along with you, my friend Dr. Ken Kronos. He's got this new heart examination device that I was put on, and it showed that, you know, all the same things. You know, that little leak that I have, it showed that. and then a couple of other things, including muscles that aren't quite as smart, smart or strong as they ought to be, based on my lack of protein. And having protein in the diet does that. I guess I never knew before that what you eat could affect. I mean, it seems silly when we talk about it now, when what you eat is going to be what you are. But without enough protein, some of the muscles in your heart can get weak.
Well, let's talk about the latest information. This was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And ensuring, this is what you're talking about, ensuring that diets include the right amount of certain foods may help Americans cut deaths from heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes by almost half. About 45% of deaths from those causes in 2012 could be blamed on people eating too much or too little of 10 types of foods. So here are the 10 dietary components closely tied to heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. Very interesting information. So here are the ones too little of these foods bring on heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. You ready? Too little of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and seeds, polyunsaturated fats like soybean or corn oil, and seafood omega-3 fats. And then the too much of foods that bring this on, too much sodium, unprocessed red meats, processed meats, and sugar-sweetened beverages.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's the RX for me if I want to get more protein to keep the muscles in my heart strong? And I'm not eating meat, and I don't eat chicken.
More fish.
So, more fish. So I'm not eating enough fish, it would appear. And I don't have, I try to eat some legumes here
turkey?
And there. And, yeah, turkey, I'll eat turkey. Yeah.
All right,
I'll
a lot more oily fish and some turkey.
What is there about that? What is there about protein that strengthens the muscles in this part of the heart?
That's Why what muscle is made of.
It's all muscle. So remembering the difference with the muscle, because the heart is just a big muscle, right? Or a group of muscles. How many different muscles are there in the heart?
It's a specialized type of muscle. There's different types of muscles in the body, and cardiac muscle is one of them. But it's protein. That's what muscle is made of. And that's why if you want to improve your musculature of your body, you need to eat protein. And you know, if you want to build protein, you have to eat about 0.7 grams per pound per day. So what do you weigh right now?
178.
So it's 178 times 0.7. You want to do the math?
Yeah, 178 times 0.7 is 69. Let's see, 1,356.
No, 136.
All right, 136.
1356. Well, 136.
Yeah, no, 136 is right. Yeah, you carry the point
okay.
over.
So it's 136. And then here's the secret. To build protein, you need to eat 25 to 30 grams per meal. And you need to spread out as many meals as possible. So you want to divide that in 30 divided by 136 and make it into four meals.
Yeah, all right. I'm using egg whites, powdered egg whites now in my drinks.
That's a fine way to get protein.
Yeah.
Egg whites.
We'll talk about the pelvic floor study up next here with Dr. Ken at 21 after the hour.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, That's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest.
What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Now we have with us Dr. Leeshan Quirose, who is in the Division of Female Pelvic Medicine and Reconstructive Surgery at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. Let's have a little bit of a background. I'll let the two doctors talk this through because I sort of made a fool of myself even talking about pelvic floor. When we first we visited this a week or so ago, Ken and I sounded foolish. First, welcome to Dr. Quirose, and then we need to know why it is that this survey was done to find out about women that are having problems. A lot of research being done. The pelvic floor. Let's start with a description of that, shall we? And then we'll go from there. Go ahead, Dr. Quirose.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hi.
So the pelvic floor is really the group of muscles in the pelvis surrounding the urethra, the vaginal area, and the rectal area, and they work in a woman's body in order to support the pelvic organs. So as you can imagine, one of the main detrimental effects that we can expect from something from an event such as childbirth is to have some kind of injury occur to the pelvic floor muscles. Since there's so many changes that can happen throughout both the process of pregnancy and delivery. So what we actually find is that women over time, after their first or second vaginal delivery, it may take a significant amount of time for them to develop symptoms of pelvic floor dysfunction. Usually the symptoms occur in up to 1 in 3 women over their lifetime, and they'll usually tend to manifest themselves later on in their life, usually during, you know, after their 40s and 50s.
All right. So under the circumstances, you did this research with women that are in your women that come to you, women that are your patients. Is that who are the people that?
So we recruited women from the community. These are what, you know, usually women who are later on in life, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, are usually the type of woman that seeks help for the kind of pelvic floor disorders I treat, which include pelvic organ prolapse, urinary incontinence, sexual dysfunction. So we decided to recruit women younger in age, about to have their first baby, and try to take a snapshot as to what happens to the pelvic floor and those pelvic floor muscles after that first delivery. So we recruited women from the community, young, healthy women without any symptoms, and decided to measure their pelvic floor strength before that first vaginal delivery and measured it again anywhere from 3 to 6 months postpartum. So what we found is that when controlling for all other factors, including all the different things that can happen with childbirth, the age of the woman actually had an impact of on a decrease in pelvic floor strength postpartum. That is, the age, that increasing age caused or actually was associated with a decrease in strength in these pelvic floor muscles.
Ken?
What can a woman do to strengthen their pelvic floor, Leeshan?
So as far as You know, all women need to be assessed for pelvic floor strength, in my opinion, by their gynecologist. However, at this point, I feel like most of the time, by the time women have symptoms, they have already had chronic issues, such as chronic weakness that can come along with that. So usually, women, when they begin to have symptoms, they can have symptoms such as urinary incontinence, symptoms of pelvic organ prolapse, including a sensation of a bulge in the vaginal area, or problems with emptying their bladder or emptying the stool. All of that can actually lead to them having significant problems, leading their daily lives. And as you can imagine, these women don't really want to talk about all of these problems with their doctors because they find it very embarrassing. So what we're trying to find out is, in younger women, are we able to detect when there is an effect of the childbirth? And are we able to then get women to seek help earlier in their lifetime? So what we found in the study is that women greater than 25 and 30 are at increased risk of having a decrease in pelvic floor strength after their first baby, and that women greater than the age of 30 should probably be examined at the time of their postpartum visit for any signs of weakness. And we're advising for these women to be offered intensive pelvic floor rehabilitation and pelvic strength exercises to help them rehabilitate those muscles again.
All right. Where do people find out more information, Dr. Kirois?
So definitely the AUGS website, the AUGS, American Urogynology Society website, is a great resource for patients to have, just because there's lots of information on that website for them to actually read up on pelvic floor disorders. They can actually do a search for pelvic floor disorders, and there's a breadth of information online. But definitely the AUGS website is a great place to start.
All right, good. Thank you. Dr. Kirois is an obstetrics gynecological specialist in Oklahoma City. This discussion, now, boy, am I educated, Ken, as to what this is all about.
And
I'm sure that there are women in my life who now will be happy that I know more about it, actually. 1:30 on Good Day Health.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
So we are going to start popping our popcorn kind of the traditional way.
And we'll use less canola oil than you might expect.
Typical recipes call for a little over a quarter cup.
Mayo Clinic chef Jen Welper says you can eliminate half that oil and the calories that come with it.
As long as you're kind of shaking the pan enough, you can usually get away with like a tablespoon or two of oil.
After shaking and popping, Welper is spraying.
What we're trying to do is get the seasoning to stick.
This recipe has onion and garlic powders, smoky paprika, cayenne pepper, and kosher salt. Our chef uses an oil mister to get the seasonings to stick, but you could simply drizzle on the canola oil.
You can use a better fat than the saturated fat of butter.
You won't need the butter when you've got seasonings like smoky barbecue or Parmesan fresh thyme.
You gotta be a little creative.
Done right, popcorn can be a high-fiber snack with a lot of flavor and fewer calories. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
After the hour, you're listening to the weekly visit Dr. Ken Kronos has here on the Good Day program. It's called Good Day Health. An hour with him, an hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Different approaches to medicine, information that you can carry with you. You have to make up your own mind about things. I give you the info. These people are experts. You can weigh it and see whether they agree, maybe disagree, and make your own decisions accordingly. One of the things that is of universal interest this week is the continuing conversation about the fixing of the Affordable Health Care Act, Ken, and how this may be different as we move forward. In other words, maybe less of a health insurance program and more of a real health program. What's your take on it as a cardiologist who has had to work in this surveillance circumstance for the past X number of years?
Well, Doug, you would think health care would be simple. All we want is affordable insurance that lets us go to the doctor we want at the hospital we want. Simple. But to get there seems like it's so
long and winding road.
Absolutely. So the news is that the Republican Congress has finally brought in a bill to update what we have. And the good news is that it keeps the things we like about Obamacare, that you can't be excluded due to pre-existing conditions, that you can keep your adult children up to age 26 on the parents' policy. There's some concerns about the proposal, and the concerns are that the vulnerable Americans have fewer protections. The American Medical Association, believe it or not, is making a big deal about this, and I think that there is something to it. And then on the other side of the spectrum, the conservatives believe that too much of the original bill has been left intact. I'm a little surprised how this has all been rolled out, because supposedly there's going to be three phases to this, and I don't know why they didn't wait till they had part two and part three written and gotten more of a consensus on this, because
they succumb to the news media that keeps asking the question. I feel like they have to give them an answer, even if it's incomplete.
I'm hoping that they are going to that we're not going to pass a bill like Obamacare with just one party, because we need to pass a bill that's just more than one party. I hope they can get more of a consensus than they already have. And it needs to include some other things. There's buzz that it's going to, and I hope it does include the ability to buy health insurance around state lines, because in most counties you have maybe one or two products as a choice, and they're supposedly in phase two or three going to add that ability. And the other thing is, I think there needs to be incentives. When you buy car insurance, if you're a good, a safe driver, you get a deduction. What about for those who live a healthy lifestyle, why shouldn't they get a reduction in their health care insurance?
Yeah.
And the other thing is health care savings account should be a big, big part of this. They're introduced in phase one, but they should be a big part so that the consumers making the choices, making educated choices, and spending money wisely. And you put some competition in there. You empower the physician and the patient, and then you let the government be the umpire, not the dictator. You might have a good plan.
Yeah. The government as umpire, not dictator. Man, that's a great phrase, isn't it, huh? Government as umpire, not dictator. So there still is work, and you have good questions there about why they introduce the info about one of them and leave the other two sort of in the wind at the moment. This is an ongoing consideration. We'll ask for Ken's opinion on this as the info becomes more available. Meanwhile, back at the studies from this past week, there's significant news for those who are worried about having dementia or other related diseases as you get older. If you drink a lot of coffee, you may have done yourself a lot of good, it looks like here. Ken?
Well, this is some hopeful future news. This comes out this week in Scientific Reports, the medical journal. This is new research that's identified 24 compounds, Doug, including caffeine, that may reduce the impact of harmful proteins in the brain that lead to dementia. Not to get too much into the weeds, but they've discovered an enzyme in the brain. It's called NMNAT2, which serves a protective function in the brain by protecting brain cells from stress, and it combats misfolded proteins, which accumulate in the brain as plaques and have been linked to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, and Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. And other proteins have been identified that boost this enzyme, including probably most of these you haven't even heard of, these other substances. Maybe you have, Doug. Rolipram, ziprasidone, canthridin, wortmannin. This one you've heard, retinoic acid.
Yeah, heard of that. Yeah, all right, so.
And caffeine is in that group. So,
yeah.
You know, you like coffee, enjoy it. Don't go, everything in moderation. If it doesn't give you palpitations or keep you up at night, you know, it's a good product.
Yeah, I'm not a coffee drinker.
Nor am I. But there are people who love it.
Into it. You wonder about the overage of caffeine, though, in some of these monster drinks.
Oh, that's a different story. I'm not talking about.
We're not talking about that sort of caffeine. We're talking about coffee caffeine.
Right.
In a sense, yeah. And there are even supplements around that are basically caffeinated. What do they call it? Good coffee? I think.
I'm talking about
like
natural cup of coffee. Yeah. You want to have a couple of cups of coffee a day, you know, and you like it and you feel good with it. That's fine. Just don't overdo it. But I'm not recommending that you drink coffee yet to keep your brain healthy. I think that's where the future is, but there's some hope here.
Yep. All right. Let's talk about the people who are suffering from carpal tunnel syndrome and what's good for them. A lot of people have operations that may not be necessary.
This may change the way we approach this. This is breaking news. This comes out of the Journal of Orthopedic and Sports Physical Therapy this week. And the news this week, Doug, is that among patients with carpal tunnel syndrome, physical therapy and surgery achieve the same results 1 year after treatment. Carpal tunnel syndrome, it's a repetitive motion disorder causing pain, numbness, and weakness in the wrist and hand, Doug. It accounts for nearly half of all work-related injuries. And the typical treatment, this has been taught for decades, for severe carpal tunnel is surgery. But more than a third of patients do not return to work within the expected 8 weeks after surgery. And now the recommendation is to try to consider physical therapy first.
Hmm. Physical therapy for carpal tunnel syndrome. I've been reading about something where there are a lot of disorders that there is really good thorough knowledge about. And so I don't know if this comes out of the same page, but maybe the same chapter. Those people who have Parkinson's disease and the related experiences like this thing known as essential tremor, which is a movement disorder. I don't know how that may or may not be connected to carpal tunnel syndrome. But these are things also. I mean, I'm putting the two together because once you get into these tremors, they're all brain-based, are they not?
Yes. Absolutely. They result from overactive cells in a part of the brain that's known as the thalamus, which helps to coordinate and control muscle activity, Doug.
Yep. All right, so let's listen to an expose from somebody who's been studying all of this stuff, the condition known as essential tremor, and what to do about it.
Approximately 5% of older adults are living with essential tremor, a disease for which there is no cure. Dr. Chris Loisel, a physician at the Swedish Radiosurgery Center.
Essential tremor results from an overactive pathway isolated in a part of the brain known as the thalamus, which helps to coordinate and control muscle activity.
There are medical, surgical, and other non-invasive treatments for essential tremor. One successful non-invasive approach is gamma knife treatment.
Gamma knife radiosurgery is a minimally invasive approach to treating brain conditions without an incision or a hospital stay. Radiation is precisely delivered to a target within the brain without damaging the healthy surrounding brain. For essential tremor, the gamma rays target a small region in the thalamus. The procedure takes about 1 hour, and reductions in tremor are typically observed over a few months following treatment.
If you or a loved one is diagnosed with essential tremor, ask your doctor if gamma knife radiosurgery is an option and visit gammaknife.com for more information. That's Healthcare Now from Elekta.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
All About Health, this is the Good Day program. Good Day Health, in fact. Scientists are developing a urine test that measures the healthiness, or healthfulness, maybe whatever word you want to choose here, of your diet. The study utilizes a 5-minute test which measure metabolic rates of food breakdown. That is, how long does it take to break down fish in your system, poultry in your system, red meat in your system, produce in your system. The urine analysis reveals how much sugar and fiber and fat and protein that you've consumed. What's exciting about this is that it's easy. It's a definitive way for research to measure your food intake rather than relying on the food questionnaires that are often unreliable when doctors say, well, how much of this do you eat and how much of that? This will prove what's going on in your body. So if you are on a diet, or you want to find out what the nutrition quotient is in your body so that you know what to do in your diet, then maybe you ought to ask your doctor about this new urine test, urine analysis. Scientists are contrasting the data from previous research, which included lots of different subjects, concluding that the results were much more reliable, the things that came out of the urine test, than just looking at paperwork that comes from people who are asked, well, what do you eat? How do you eat it? How often do you eat it? This is all technology. And in some of the larger cities where the test is available, and will be, if it isn't now, be available in the next couple of years, this will do a great deal to determine how to move forward with your health. Nutrition is health. If you are in denial, there'll be a fix by this urine test. Ideas from Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Hi, 46 after the hour now, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Here's a developing situation when people are concerned or they don't like what they've heard from their doctor and they want another point of view. There are often consequences to that, and maybe they aren't good. If you don't believe, you know, there's a lot of stuff in my mind. Visualization is very important, Ken. And if you visualize yourself as healthy, then you're going to go down one road. If you visualize yourself as not being healthy, and that happens oftentimes, if you hear something or you see evidence of stuff going on in your body and you just don't want to believe it, all of a sudden you want more information. So my suggestion, there have been thousands of people that listen to this program who have done this. Check out Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400 is his office number at Lake Cardiology in Florida. Go visit him. Go see him. He's one of the country's award-winning cardiologists. He's got great advice, great bedside manner, and you'll know when you get out of there what's going on in your body. Believe me, I'm 100% behind the thoroughness that goes on, and that's a hard thing to find these days because everybody's cost-conscious. Ken's number at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. There's word this week, Ken, about environmental pollutants and how they are killing millions of children around the world. 8,000 public schools in our country seem to have dangerous pollution. Kids are breathing in. As a study from the Center for Public Integrity here, there's also a World Health Organization study. So what do you make of all this information about pollutions and what's going on in schools, asthma attacks, that kind of stuff, lung development being hampered, woof.
Well, the news is that children exposed to air pollution as children apparently have small lungs for the rest of their lives. Mm. So it's not a trivial matter that they'll grow out of it, and it's not a big deal. But it appears to be, you know, so you want to keep the kids out of those traffic fumes as possible. It seems like the kids, they're not small adults. They're just more sensitive to this than the rest of us adults. And if possible, get them breathing clean air.
Well, it is something. I grew up on the farm, a lot of diesel fumes. And one of the things that you check with me all the time is the health of my lungs. It's a pulmonary thing. I once in a while get a heavy cough. I've had it the last week or so because whatever happens, the weak point is my lungs. Growing up in a home where there was lots of secondhand smoke, I used to see the blue film on the windows in the car or the windows in the house. And I know that went into my lungs, went into the lungs of my sisters. So if there's any hazard for me or people who are growing up, and this is a word to the parents, don't be so stupid as to expose your children to things like that. There's enough out there you can't control, but you can control things like smoking and what you have in what's the air like in your own home. How fresh is it? How clean is it? And the number of child deaths that are happening because of pollution is increasing every year. So as an environmental quotient to this, but it starts at home. It sure does. I've breathed the diesel fumes from the tractors all my life on the farm. You know, that may have impacted the development of my lungs and still maybe does impact how my lungs function. It's knowing and then doing something about it. Knowledge is the key. That's the important thing. We've got lots of it here on Good Day Health at 10 minutes before the hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed.
Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-573-0477.
Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Get our focus on your health and well-being. Time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist and experienced doctor for decades. He's been talking to people on the radio with me, and here he is to go through some of the important stories being published in the journals of medicine this week, starting with something I think that we were onto a week or two ago, Ken, if I remember correctly. I remember you talked about depression and what happens. Depression wasn't thought of, or I guess I never thought of it as being a physical problem, but apparently it is. It affects people's hearts.
It's amazing, yes. This is going to be presented at the American College of Cardiology meeting in a week or two. Heart patients, Doug, who subsequently developed depression, may be about twice as likely to die over the next 10 years as those without mental health problems. Depression, which is common after a heart diagnosis, appears to be a greater predictor of death than the type of heart disease, smoking, diabetes status, or even age. Depressed patients without heart disease are at an increased risk of cardiovascular disease compared to non-depressed patients, and depressed patients with heart disease are at an increased risk of poor outcomes, including death, when compared to non-depressed patients with heart disease. You know, I don't know a good cardiologist, Doug, who is not part-time psychiatrist.
Well, don't you have to deal with people that come in to your office who are very depressed because they aren't getting proper blood flow, or they can feel their heart weakening, or they've got problems they didn't imagine they were going to have? And that's whenever you're... whether it's heart disease, cancer, anything like that, it's got to be very depressive.
There's an amazing connection between the heart and the brain, and people have reactive depressions when they find out that the motor's not working the way it should.
Mm-hmm. All right, so one of the things I remember we talked about at one point in time is how to get over depression. One of them is exercising. Get a lot of exercise, and the blood moves around, because depression is a factor of bad circulation, in part. Is it not? When you're not getting a lot of blood to your brain does crazy things. So this information about interval training could be a good thing for all of us in a number of different ways. What about getting over depression? What is this? It referred to as the fountain of youth. I don't know what interval training is. Do I do it and I don't know I'm doing it?
Well, let's talk about it, because, you know, I've been saying lately the best drug that I prescribe is exercise. Mm-hmm. And this comes out of Cell Metabolism this week. Doug, exercise, particularly high-intensity interval training, encourages your cells to make more proteins to feed their energy-producing machinery. And this can actually slow down the aging process. So to answer your question, high-intensity interval training involves short bursts of intense aerobic activity within a stretch of more moderate exercise. For example, intermittently sprinting for 30 seconds in the middle of a moderate paced jog, that would be a good example of interval training. Doing your aerobic activity and then just putting in a burst of high intensity activity, that's what we're talking about.
All right, so changing it up as you're doing whatever your normal routine is. In a manner of speaking. That's what it sounds like to me.
Some people do 30, 20, 10. 30 seconds regular, 10, 20 a little bit faster, and then 10 high intensity.
Really?
Some people will do it a little longer, but that's a common workout.
All right. So that's interesting. Whether you're using machines, weights, that kind of stuff, it applies there too?
This is for aerobics. And again, when you're going to do this, make sure you've been checked out and your doctor says it's okay.
Speaking of doctors saying things are okay, Dr. Ken says we all ought to be using a shot of Superbeats every day. Why don't you explain what that does to your energy level?
Well, this comes out of Nobel Prize-winning medical research from 1998, discovered in 1988, even after I graduated from medical school. So you don't learn about this. So many doctors don't know about it. It's the third important gas of the body. The cells use it to communicate. The blood cells use it to get through into the arteries, the pipes that let the blood flow from head to toe. The red blood cells, we all know from high school biology, carry oxygen, but they also carry nitric oxide, this third gas, and they need to first spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide to let them in. It's like a garage door opener. If you don't have enough nitric oxide, everything doesn't work properly. You don't get oxygen from head to toe. You don't feel very well, and you have to continuously remake this nitric oxide, so you need the building blocks, and that's where these products, Neo 40 and Super Beats, come in.
When you order your first supply, getting in on the bandwagon of Super Beats, you get an extra month free, an extra 30-day supply. Order now at 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.